Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour. This is another week, another edition of the American Family Farmer Show. On the air, I'm Doug Steffen, here to help America's most important business. As far as I'm concerned, without good food, you have nothing. You don't have your health. So what's more important than what you put into your body? And also, in order to support the people who are best coming up with the products that are good for your body, this program is aimed at helping with ideas and overview, not necessarily oversight, but overview of what's going on America's family farms. And certainly, there are a lot of people that are focused this year on the weather, always an important ingredient as to how successful we're going to be on the farm. It's pretty hot in the Midwest already. There's been a lot of moisture, but there's also a lot of dust. And one of the news items this week comes from Tennessee, where there was a big dust storm. You probably heard about this. And the reason I'm bringing it up now, these 70 vehicles that crashed along a six-mile stretch of Interstate 55 in Illinois a couple of weeks ago, the wind gusts 45, 50 miles an hour whipped up dust from a farm or from a number of nearby fields, a number of farms, so the visibility was dropped to zero. And there were seven people that were killed in this accident, 37 more went to hospitals. And so there was a lot of national news attention on it. And then the side story, the sidebar, was the role dust played from freshly tilled and planted fields. They were the stars of all of this. As we know, Tennessee, one of our great ag states. So are the farmers responsible for this? You know, with lawyers as they are, so many of them around looking for cases to chase, accidents caused by blowing dust, it seems, not that uncommon. So, and then let's think about this a little bit further. Uncommon, what's uncommon? The farmers being sued. So now lawyers have started suing farmers, and there's a big lawsuit because of the 70-vehicle crash. The suits involving dust, nuisance lawsuits, but yet then there are other folks in the, I was going through the National Agricultural Law Center. There's a suit on the register there. One neighbor is suing another neighbor because blowing dirt from the farm inhibits their ability to enjoy the use of their property. It's a nuisance case, yes. But think about this for a minute. I don't know what you can do about it. This is these negligent lawsuits, tort cases, that sort of thing. But if you're involved in an auto accident and it's on an open stretch of land that's just been tilled, you know, I guess you can sue. And in these suits, plaintiffs must prove the defendant failed to act reasonably under the circumstances, basically for failure to do what's reasonable. Well, what is reasonable here if you're tilling the soil and they're on both sides of a highway, and the wind comes along? How do you deal with that? This is all new in the law, and I wonder how many of you know about this or how many have heard this story this time of year, especially in places, again, like Illinois and Tennessee and Iowa. There is a lot of people, you know, we're working the ground, all of us who are farmers. I'm trying to seed down a, I got one 30-acre field to put into hay, another 17-acre field, and I've harrowed it three or four times, and it happens to be on the backside of a big aqueduct, so the wind doesn't bother much there, but I could see where it might blow across the road and onto people. I'm in a suburban area. There aren't many big open fields like this, and so if the wind came along, caused a dust storm, yep. So anyway, you look at some of these suits. Here's one, and this is one of the Illinois suits, actually. The lawyer turned to the Extension Service to explain what is a reasonable practice in this area when it's planting time. What the plaintiffs had to prove here was causation. There was a case down in Texas I read about. A motorcyclist sued a greenhouse owner after getting into an accident because dust came out of the greenhouse. The greenhouse owner had cleared all the vegetation around the greenhouse. The land was bare. The motorcyclist argued that the unnatural state of the land led to the dust, and that caused the accident. The court sided against him. Police testified that it was the worst windstorm they'd seen. Visibility conditions were reduced. And so in that case, they lost. But then, you know, you get down to trying to prove dust in this circumstance or others. And very difficult to do, but yet lawyers will try it and it'll cost you money. So I think this is a very interesting legal matter. And I don't know what to, I don't know what the outcome is. I don't really know what to tell you. Doug Steffen here with a thought about the number of commercials that you may listen to on any given day, on any given program. So I want to separate this thought from many other, the commercial that you hear that somebody just says, okay, here's a product, here's where you get it, this is what it costs. No, this is more in-depth because in order to tell the story of Balance 7, I need to be in-depth. You need to focus on your immune system, which most everybody knows when you're young, the immune system is strong, it's vibrant, it defends you. But as you get older, you've done a lot of things. You've drank, you had a lot of alcohol perhaps and coffee and eaten things that weren't good for you and continue to eat things that are attacking your system. So you're out of balance and therefore your immune system isn't working. Now, however, there is Balance 7. Balance 7. In 3 days, it'll start to rebuild your body, to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, that's all you need. So if you don't like the way you feel, Balance 7 is the answer. Find it at balance7.com, or you can feel free to call the number that's specially attached to me, 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you have a guarantee here. You'll get $15 off your order. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin from these folks at this company, free shipping, and yes, that money-back guarantee. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug, please.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
on the American Family Farmer, another news item. I like to start the program each week with catching up the news from Smithfield now, one of the worst companies in existence as far as I'm concerned. The Chinese government owns Smithfield. We allowed them to buy the largest pork producer, not only in our country, but in the world. So now an American company is no longer an American company. It's owned by the Chinese government, who certainly we all know is not our friend. They now have plans to close 37 farms starting this month. The story is still being faffed out. But the Chinese WH Group, which informed shareholders it was going to change the way they're doing business, the profit outlook is down. Well, they're not making any profit because the stuff they're selling is crap. They move all the good products, the good pork products to China and feed their people with it, and they send their crap over here, and that's what you get in the sausage and whatever else. So, at any rate, there has been legislation introduced in the House and the Senate to help address our shortage of technical service providers that Smithfield says they are not getting, and that's why they're moving the stuff. It's a smokescreen. So this whole thing, the fact that they could even buy this company and they're buying land in America, it just is disgusting. What's the matter with us that we allow this? Couple of things that are available now. We have a lot of food farm family information that's at foodfarmfamily.com, and you can check that news out every week. We also provide you with the Good Day Network program that you're listening to. We have the tacos and the broken glass in certain foods, the cold brew coffee, something that we highlighted on a recent podcast that we have for Food, Farm, and Family every day. So it's a different way of getting information that will help you. You can point people in that direction. You want to find out what's going on? Here's something that we highlighted. Albertsons recalling oatmeal raisin cookies sold at Safeway stores. The reason I bring that up is because it shows you Albertsons has bought many of the food. There are like four major companies now that own all of the supermarkets in the country. Four. We're down to four companies. Albertson is one of them. They have bought Safeway. So with that comes a problem with cookies. But because these companies are so big, you know, they're slow to react. That's why you, as the American Family Farmer person, you have the ability to overtake, if you will, the bad publicity from the grocery stores by highlighting what you have. There are a lot of things that are already available. Sweet corn in some parts of the country, asparagus, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, depending where you are. We're kind of in the northern part of the country. We're the last ones to get in on that. Usually it's like the middle of June before, although there's a lot of asparagus around. We're going to have a problem here in the Northeast this year because of the frost that we had in mid-May that's knocked off all the peaches, all the strawberries, some apples, not a good thing. I don't know what, if you're in the orchard business, what you do to get around that. So I'm looking at all of the things that are going on. I'd like to bring you up to date. I think we've hit a couple of highlights. And so we're going to move on in a moment. We're going to meet Bill Short and Brian Wright, who are from Tennessee. They are family farmers, and they're also in the development business, kind of like what I'm doing on a farm here in Massachusetts. So we're going to talk about agri-hoods as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on this week's American Family Farmer. You've heard me talk about the agri-hood. People have sent me notes and said, what is it? Agri-hood. A-G-R-I-H-O-O-D. That's how you spell it. Pretty much the way it sounds. I'm going back to my English teacher days when I taught students how to spell by sounding out the word. So agri-hood, a word that is not very familiar to people across the country and certainly not in farms, but we have a couple of fellows who are doing, in essence, down in Tennessee, what I'm doing here. I think this is an idea, frankly, that's going to take off and be an important part of the future of living in America. So here's a family farm. And these folks, Bill Short, Brian Wright, are here both. Let's see, Bill is in Franklin, Tennessee, and Brian is somewhere south of there. Where are you, Brian?
I'm in Franklin.
You're in the other way. All right, the other way around.
I'm in Memphis, that's right.
All right, so Bill's in Memphis, and Ben is in Franklin. All right, so first of all, we got to find out about you and your farms and your farming, that sort of thing. Because I think, as I understand it, Bill, it's your farm that's going to be turned into an agri-hood. So you're a farm kid. How long has that land been in your family?
Yes. Someone in our family has been farming this for over 135 years. 4 generations of us, ironically, all named Jesse Short. Most recently, my brother put all 85 of his years into this place. He's our hero. He's the reason we have this thing. Farming it became, as a single family farm, became untenable in the 90s. We shut down the dairy. We began renting the place out. So it's been rented ever since then to an old family friend. They run their cattle there, they have corn, soybeans, and grain. But about 3 years ago, it became clear the position of our farm was being of interest to developers, and we learned that we had to do something to lock in the rights for sewer and those kinds of things if we were ever going to develop it. So the process we used was to do a blind vote. We said, let's write on a piece of paper what you want to see here in 5 years, 10 years, and no one wanted to sell the farm for what would have been an extraordinary amount of money. We did not want to give that up, so we had no idea what we were going to do with it, but it became clear to us that our legacy and our hope for this place would be of general good to someone else. And then here we are.
So how do you fit into this, Brian? What's your story?
Yeah, so I am a town planner and urban designer by trade. I own a company that does consulting for developers and for cities all around the country. And I happen to live in a new mixed-use walkable neighborhood that is across the street from the 200-acre Short farm. And for the past 18 years that I've lived here, I've driven past on the way home each day and sort of fearfully thought about what might become of it and how sad I would be to not be a part of it. And so the opportunity arose, the short decided to, rather than just selling off the land, to find a development partner. They did a request for qualifications, and my business partner, Craig Hoover, and I decided to throw our name in the hat, and we were selected to help them and be their development partners.
One of the things that I put forth here is this, in my case, this was not my desire. I took a farm that I had grown up on that was purchased by a developer 40 some odd years ago, and I used some of the land to build a house and keep some of my animals on it. There's this sort of a strange story that goes with it. And as you tell your story, I think there's an interesting correlation here that I want to pursue for all those who are listening that are wondering what they're going to do with all or part of their farm as they move forward. It's now 28 after the hour. More from our gentleman on AgriHoods in a moment.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to sign the debt ceiling bill a day after a primetime speech from the Oval Office.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The president praised the bipartisan deal and said democracy can only function through compromise. It suspends the debt ceiling and caps federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years. Biden plans to sign the bill today ahead of Monday's deadline for the U.S. to avert a catastrophic default on its debt. Tropical Storm Arlene is moving into South Florida. A flood watch has been extended for Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties until at least this evening. The National Weather Service says those areas could see 1 to 3 inches of rain before gusty winds, lightning, and thunderstorms arrive this evening. Arlene is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now, this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Bill Short from Memphis, Tennessee, and Brian Wright from Franklin, Tennessee. We're talking about developing the farm, which is not a new story by any stretch of the imagination. How many hundreds, millions of acres, in fact, have been lost to development over the years, especially since World War II, as farming has changed. Instead of 98% of the country making their living in some way, shape, or form on the land, after the war, it's continued to dwindle to the point where now only 2% of the country is farming on land that's dwindling. And I have speculated, gentlemen, here and in other circumstances, if we keep doing this and disrespecting what's going on, we're disrespecting our food needs and food sources, never mind, we won't be the breadbasket of the world. We're not even going to feed ourselves by the year 2050. This, in a sense, we tell the story about, you know, on the surface, the agrihood and what it's all about. But the need of having to go in this direction is something that I think is concerning, whether we change people's ideas or not or wake them up to what's going on. I think, Bill, you did a good job of explaining the history of this 200-acre farm and how over the years you had dairy, you had beef, you had hogs, you had sheep, you had chicken, you had pretty much everything, and it couldn't sustain itself because of the development in this part of Tennessee. So what do you do with the farm? Do you sell it and just take the money and run, or do you do something that is a little bit different? And frankly, agrihoods are huge difference. There are some in California, but the idea hasn't caught on. I'm doing it here in Massachusetts. There's only one other one, and it's not really a good example up in Vermont. So I guess I go to you, Brian, to come up with where it is. I know you said you looked at the website that we have for our development. So we're scratching around this. We're kind of, you know, flying by the seat of our pants here in the way that we're doing it. I just decided that I didn't want the development that had been proposed on the land. And because it was close to me across the street from where I grew up, the developer was a friend of mine, but he did what pretty much all developers do. They clear cut all the land, they put as many houses on it as possible, and put the checks in the bank. That was not what I wanted to do, and it sounds like it wasn't what Bill Short and his family wanted to do. So we've created this. We have pastures and we have gardens, and we're building the houses around the existing wood lots that are there. I said when we first had our neighborhood meeting, we're not going to cut down any trees, and my my developer partner said, well, maybe we have to cut down a few. Well, yeah, but that's not what I want to do. So what does the topography offer here for you in terms of developing it? How many units are you getting? What's the feel going to be like, Bill and Brian, as you develop this and when we look at the end results?
Well, there were a few things that we had to take into consideration based on the city's regulations for zoning and for the comprehensive plan. The land happened to have been intended for sort of a rural style of development that the city calls a conservation subdivision, which means that 50% of the land has to stay in conservation undeveloped. It can be ag, it can be natural, it can be recreation, et cetera. And so it works out well because that's what the family wanted to do. So what we're actually going to be doing is taking that 50% of the land and having it not just, you know, many agri-hoods today are more, it's more of a branding concept where they have a subdivision and then there's sort of a community garden next to it.
Yeah, it's not it's a phony baloney.
Exactly. So here what we've done is actually taken that 50% of open space and we are creating productive farming going on at all different scales. So we're looking to have an organic farm incubator as part of it, similar to the Intervale in Burlington, Vermont. Mm-hmm. We have been approached by a regional farming operation that wants to farm, you know, the land, and they're trying to get up to 1 million pounds of food donated per year. And then also obviously producing having community gardens for the people who live in the neighborhood and making it so that we have proper solar orientation for the homes to have their own individual plots as well. So we have all of that, and we've been really surprised at the response when we, because we did a week-long public design workshop called a charrette before we started putting pen to paper, where we invited the entire city, citizens to come and participate, and we've been blown away at the response. We have, we were sort of always thinking, well, we have 50% of this 200 acres. How are we going to farm this? Who's going to want to do it? And we knew we could deal with a little of it, but we've just been inundated with requests, not only from people looking to grow, but also for processing, for distribution, value added, et cetera. And so we've now are starting to become a regional food hub as we go. And so the other shocking response that we hadn't anticipated was from other farming families in the region who participated and said, we have a farm. We don't want to sell it. Is this real? Can we do this? And so we, in preparation for talking to you today and sort of in those discussions with different farming families, we've realized that this is a real need on a national level, so that people don't just have to sell off the land and have it sort of become a crummy subdivision that they're, you know, ashamed to drive past and they can no longer, you know, be a part of the property. And so what we've set out to do is create this model, so that families like the Shorts can actually move back to the farm once it's all done. They're so proud of it. And that's the response we've been getting so far.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a lot of collaboration. One of the things I often think about is why do we reinvent the wheel? And I'm saying this lovingly. I grabbed all of the agrihood.com, anything that connected to agrihood online. I bought it all because I think that this is going someplace. And I think that you're breathing some life into my theory. The one up in Vermont is a little different. It's kind of spread out and it doesn't seem to have the same feel. We don't have that much land. I wish we did have a couple of hundred acres. I have a farm down the street that's 114 acres and there are people already who say, well, why don't you do some of this down there? Mm-hmm. And I might at some point in time. I just am stubborn and I don't want to. I bought it 20 some odd years ago from a developer to keep it from being developed, but it's been a huge financial, you know, what's the old definition, Bill, of a farm, a hole in the ground into which one pours money. So we're trying to get around that in some way, shape, or form. This is a very interesting and important conversation. Bill Short, who's the family farmer from Memphis, Tennessee, and Brian Wright, who's the developer, in Franklin talking about how this concept may work. Who knows? It might work if you have a lot of land and you still want to keep farming. You might be able to do something like this because there certainly is need for housing and development. We all know that. We'll continue with these gentlemen in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, a focus on Father's Day, which is just around the corner. So if you have a dad that likes steak, likes meat, likes, what is it, meat and potatoes, if you're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, how about you go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, to get $30 off any and all qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. You go to their website, omahasteaks.com, and see what's there. There are so many people who have had great experience with Omaha Steaks. Not only the steaks, but the chicken, the pork, the things that are there. I had a cookout on my farm last night, as a matter of fact, and I brought some of the Omaha Steaks down and the hamburgers and stuff, and the people who work on the farm as we sort of open our season, they loved it. And your family will as well. If you're a tailgater, even better. Father's Day. Get to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, at checkout and get $30 off of your qualifying order. Choose from all kinds of mouthwatering packages. You're going to love it. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, to save and enjoy. A minimum order is required. See the site for details.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer with something that we can't possibly cover in the amount of time that we have here with Bill Short, the farmer, and Brian Wright, the developer. I'm both in the case of what I'm doing on my agrihood, but I can see where, because it's very complicated, I know my way around this community, but if we went into another community to try to do this, it, you know, it requires having somebody who can understand how the local if you present this right, the place that we're developing, gentlemen, was this fellow who owned it, who was a good friend of mine. He died, but before he did, the neighborhood got up in arms. They hated the idea. And so what I've done is just change it around so that it feels and fits. They all know about my farm. They know what I'm about. So the opposition disappeared because we're going to do it the right way. Brian, sorry to say this, but people don't like developers because they usually don't do what they say. They try to cut corners and they don't. I remember my friend, I said to him, why the hell are you developing this? You don't need the money. He said, I'm a developer and that's what I do. And that's what he did do. And so he wasn't the most popular guy around, but it's the way it's done, isn't it, Brian, more than anything else?
Yeah, I think that's a key point, because there are two things going on. One is just the overall success of, you know, doing a development that's well received, but also when you're a generational farming family who's been on the land as long as the Shorts have, and, you know, roads named after them and all the different things around you, like they have a legacy that they want to maintain and to not have it tarnished as they go through the process. And so one of the things that was really amazing about our process was this, you know, week-long design workshop that I mentioned, where we actually designed the project in real time. And people kept commenting on, like, wow, this project is amazing. This whole agrihood concept is so cool. But thank you so much for this process. They thanked the Shorts over and over for doing this. And for us in my planning practice, I mean, this is what we do for all of our projects all around the country for, you know, and I don't know why anybody does it any other way, because you're going to meet the concerned neighbors at one point or another. I'd rather do it at the beginning and have them be a part of the team.
Right.
Rather meeting them at the dais. At,
you know, why fight them? Why have legal? Yeah, they're very smart, and it is something. That's what we found. Everybody got on board because they knew that it was the best use of the land to keep it at least in some form of ag. And not that the conservation commissions always see things with a broad picture. That may be stuff that you run into. It's part of the process, though, and you got to do what you have to do in order to make it work. But I think this is kind of a great idea, and I'm sure that we're going to spend time here in this program. I certainly will spend probably a good deal of time as my life moves on. I can see spending the rest of my life finding ways to create a development around agriculture, because that's kind of what we need. You have some great ideas. You have a website, Brian or Bill, that people can look at?
Yeah, so there's two different places that you can go to learn about the Short family's farm specifically. You can go to Short Farm Charette, that's charette.com. And then if you go on my planning firm's website, that's tpudc.com, there's a bunch of information about other agrihoods we're working on around the country.
Good for you. All right, well, we probably should talk. Good to have you both here. Bill, congratulations on having a great an insight into what will work. It's good for you and your family. Brian, with your ideas, it sounds like there's it's a winning combination. Happy to have you on board here on this week's American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on dairy, on the dairy industry, I suppose how it relates, in fact, to maybe your activism when it comes to the farm bill and what's going on here. I continue to be disgusted by what I see and what I read and what I hear from my friends as to this farm bill and the way I could go on and devote a whole program to this ridiculous reality that we find ourselves in, and something that is, instead of investing in agriculture and food and infrastructure that will help the country, all these guys are doing is trying to feather their own nests. And it really is probably not more obvious than in the dairy business. So I've tried to take sort of a global view in my opining here of the dairy industry. There's a group called the International Dairy Federation, in fact, that is not only looking at what's going on here in America with the American Farm Bureau and with the National Farmers Union, but they're looking around the world, the global dairy sector, trying to support high quality milk. I guess we would have to, like, define what do we all agree is high quality milk. I would say, if it were me defining it, it's the highest form of clean raw milk, because the nutritionally comes from the raw milk, not from necessarily, depending on how it's processed, of course, but raw milk is much better no matter how you slice it in terms of value. But that flies in the face of a lot of people from a lot of these medical schools and some of the ag schools. They just tell you that raw milk is dangerous. Well, it is, if it isn't handled properly. Anyway, I don't want to go down that road at the moment. But I am interested, in what's going on with the world dairy situation. And yeah, a lot of the focus has been on the situation in America because it's here where it's most blatant. Although the Chinese are going into New Zealand, they're going into Australia and buying up farms down there and milk production so that they can do what they've done with the pork production here. the government of New Zealand, Australia now looking at not allowing the Chinese or other countries to come in and buy up the farms, buy up the means of production. But it's still, I mean, you can see it happening in France. You can see it happening, as a matter of fact, all over Europe and Asia, where there is a big need because of the growing population. In the last couple of years alone, the need, the desire for good dairy has gone up 33% in this area of the world. It's up 21% in Europe, 18% here in North America. And that's because people are liking different kinds of cheeses, for example. The fact that skim milk powder is being produced, that's, you know, there's an uptick there as well, although I don't know what really would good comes out of that sort of dairy, but there's a market for it. There are 9.5 million dairy cows in America, 28,000 farms, 94% of them are still family owned. The American farm, the farmers that are milking cows produce 225 billion pounds of milk a year. The average size of a herd is 337. When I was milking cows, the last group, I think it was 135 cows I was milking. That was considered large for 2005 to 2015, at least around here. And we all know what's happened. There are some farms in the Midwest and the Mid-South that have 20, 30,000 cows. It's not a farm. It's a factory. And the quality of the milk suffers for this, and that's what these people are figuring out. They don't know whether it's even necessary to stop it. I guess it is to a point to stop it, because as it continues to advance this way, the quality of the milk, which ought to be the first priority of all of us who are doing this, is going down, down, down. And so, you know, I hope to achieve some of the goals to help family farmers doing dairy in America, that you will get to the folks who are writing the farm bill and actually have them hear what it is that you're saying, because if nothing else, we should be spending money to market dairy. The inflation problem makes it difficult for us to promote our own product if we're selling on our farm, so we ought to get some help from people. If there's money going to people that don't deserve the money, then there certainly should be some coming to those who do deserve it and need the help. That's my thought on dairy marketing and the dairy business nationally and internationally here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.